Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party radio show. I apologize for talking during that great presentation of a beautiful hymn. I hope that you didn't have to listen to it. Maybe it was muffled. But if I did, I apologize. We are paying a tribute tonight, and that's why I started with Faith of Our Fathers. We're paying a tribute to SEAL Team 6 that was wiped out and covered up in the press. 22 Navy SEALs were murdered, and along with 8 fellow troopers from assorted government agencies like the Army and the Navy and the Air Force. And they got killed in Afghanistan. And the first thing I'm going to tell you tonight is that under 8 years of Bush in Afghanistan, who got us into the war in Iraq, and when we got there, there was no weapons of mass destruction, but they're all in Syria tonight. There's plenty of mustard gas to go around in Syria, and the Syrians are up to 17,000 dead. But my tribute to tonight is, and they also are resorting to suicide bombers now. So now they're coming in, and they're going to kill themselves to take out Assad's regime. And that's a bad sign, because that means Al-Qaeda, is their presence is there. So having said that, I do want to pay a tribute to SEAL Team 6. If you go to YouTube and you type in SEAL Team 6 sacrificed, SEAL Team 6 sacrificed, a tribute to that SEAL team will come up. There's a big picture, and it's also on this show site tonight. The first page is all 30 in a collage. And I'm going to now take some time to read the names of the 30 who were buried in the press overnight and concealed by the Obama lying administration, who controls the media and controls you. Navy SEAL Derek Benson, age 28, from California. Navy SEAL Jesse Pittman, age 27, California. Stephen Mills, age 35, from Texas. SEAL Louis Langley, age 44, from California. Navy SEAL Nicholas H. Null, age 30, from West Virginia. Navy Petty Officer Tommy Ratzlaff, age 34, from Arkansas. Sergeant Andrew W. Harville, age 26, from California. Sergeant Patrick Hamburger, age 30, from Nebraska. Sergeant Daniel Zerbe, age 28, from Pennsylvania. Remember him, Pennsylvania, when it comes time to kick out Obama. Chief Warrant Officer Sergeant Brian Nichols, age 31, from Kansas. Chief Warrant Officer Sergeant Alexander J. Bennett, age 24, from Washington State. Sergeant John W. Brown, age 33, from Florida. Navy SEAL Brian R. Bill, age 31, from Connecticut, who sends the worst of the worst. They sent a phony, lying Marine, make-believe, I was in Vietnam, liar. They caught him lying. He was attorney general. So they promoted him to a state senator. And that's what Connecticut thinks about honesty. Navy SEAL Kevin A. Houston, age 35, from Massachusetts. My friends, nothing good comes out of Massachusetts. And I'm hoping that I'm wrong about Romney. I'm voting for Romney. So I'm breaking a cardinal rule. Never vote from anybody from Massachusetts or New York. You see, I'm fair and impartial. Navy Petty Officer First Class John Duengata, age 26, from Nebraska. Specialist Spencer Duncan, age 21, from Kansas. 21 years old, he's gone. Navy SEAL Matthew Mason, age 37, from the Show Me State, the Missouri. And they've got a governor up there that just shafted the Catholic Church and abortion with an abortion ruling. He wants all of the Catholics to pay for abortions. Yeah, I could just see it now. Navy SEAL Jason Workman, age 32, from Utah. Navy SEAL John Tumelson, age 35, from Iowa. Navy Petty Officer First Class Michael Strange, age 35, from Pennsylvania. Navy SEAL Aaron Vaughn, age 30, from Florida. Navy SEAL Robert Reeves, age 32, from Louisiana. Navy SEAL Commander Jonas Kelsall, age 32, from Louisiana. Navy Explosive Technician Craig M. Vickers, age 36, Hawaii. Navy SEAL Christopher G. Campbell, age 36, in North Carolina. Navy SEAL Nicholas P. Spihar, age 24, from Minnesota. Chief Warrant Officer David R. Carter, age 47, from Colorado. Navy SEAL Jared W. Day, 28, from Utah. Navy SEAL John W. Foss, age 31, from Minnesota. And Navy Chief Petty Officer Heath M. Robinson, age 34, from Michigan. That's 30 names. They were all killed in what I believe to be a phone-ahead ambush. They were in one chopper, and the chopper was taken out with a rifle-propelled grenade. And I believe it was a payback for getting bin Laden. I believe somebody sacrificed these great lives. And you look at the age of those SEALs, they're all in their 30s. And if you look at their pictures, it'll break your heart, because they could be your son or your next-door neighbor. And they all gave their lives for us so we could sit around and outlaw salt and sugar and complain about secondhand smoke in New York. Wait, we haven't gotten the secondhand smoke test yet. Wait until Iran gets the first nuke. Yep, we're in trouble. So I just thought I would pay a tribute. And I understand they're calling for an investigation now. These SEALs were murdered, as far as I'm concerned. They were murdered. And they didn't get a chance to fight, and they went into an ambush. And it was a phone-ahead ambush. The SEALs are on their way. And the boys were waiting for them, the bad boys. And somebody screwed up big time, and somebody covered up bigger time. And I want to know the truth. I want to know why these SEALs were buried in the press before their bodies got home. There was a five-minute, what I call the five-minute news. And there was, oh, by the way, a chopper crash. But when Obama, who single-handedly got bin Laden, took credit for the entire raid, he signed movie rights, and he would get to play, he should get to play bin Laden. Yeah, so that's my tribute to the SEALs. We won't forget you, and we know what you gave. There's millions of dollars here in destroyed talent, and it never should have happened. Somebody screwed up big time, and somebody covered up bigger time. And one day, Obama is going to have to face the music.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. Out the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.
Okay, so let me, I got thoughts in my head, and I'm trying to get them all to come out through the tongue. Somebody sent me this. It's my friend Joe Clemenza from the Clemenza crime family. And did you notice who B.O. threatened? I guess B.O. is not body odor, it's Barack Obama. And he starts off with a quote from Harry S. Truman. You want to hear what Harry's quote was? When even one American who has done nothing wrong is forced by fear to shut his mind and close his mouth, then all Americans are in peril. Now, how do they shut your mind and close your mouth? How do the communists do it? They do race cards. They do anti-Muslim cards. They do anti-gay cards. They do anti-Latino cards. They got four decks of cards. Obama has to carry a shoe around, a Las Vegas shoe. It's got so many cards. So please read this and share it with others. And thank you. God bless the United States of America. Amen. Make this your business. Did you notice who Obama threatened? It's incredible that 42% of Americans think that this unqualified, incompetent, dishonorable, ego-driven fraud is doing a good job. Take a moment, admit it to yourself. You know who his supporters are. They are the people that you support. From now through November 2012, this should be required reading, or at least monthly reading by all who vote. Did you notice who Obama threatened when he wasn't getting his way on raising the debt ceiling? He threatened to not pay Social Security retirees, military retirees of Social Security, disability and federal retirees. Now, let this sink in really good. He did not threaten to stop payments to illegal aliens. He did not threaten to take frivolous benefits such as internet access away from violent inmates. He did not offer to fire some of the thousands of unnecessary federal employees that he hired. They just announced the other day 75,000 Americans went back to work and 75,000 federal employees were hired. Well, how are those guys going to pay for the 75,000? That's a bad balancing act. He did not offer to cut down on his or his wife's frivolous gallivanting around. He did not threaten to not pay the senators and representatives or any of their staff. He did not threaten to take benefits away from welfare recipients. He did not threaten the food stamp programs. He did not threaten to not pay a foreign aid. He did not threaten to cut back on anything that involves his base voters. The list could go on and on. He is in full political reelection mode. Why are we allowing this person to destroy this wonderful country with his selfishness and his lies? Have we lost our blooming minds? His type of change is killing our country. He needs to be stopped, and only our votes can stop him. Do not forget about his tactics when it is election time. Vote Obama out of the presidency in 2012. Let's make 2012 the end of an era. We the people are coming, if only 86% would get this message out. But anyway, just thought I'd share that with you. We'll jump to a tune. We'll give you a short one, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about Heinrich Schumer. there's a lot of chatter on the internet, mostly by Tea Party people. I guess they'll just come for the entire Tea Party when the arrest warrants go out. And they're all upset. And I'm telling you that the comments have been coming in. You know, I get a copy of everybody who responds to the Tea Party on certain issues. And I voice my opinion on confiscation of guns, doing it through the UN so they could sidestep the Second Amendment. And I'm going to tell you, replies were coming in at about 100 an hour. And they've been running for 3 days now. I've probably deleted over 1,000 in the last 3 days. And basically, they were all saying the same thing. Do not let them take your guns away. No matter what you have to do, do not let them take your guns away. And I'll read you some of those blogs that are coming in. Some of them are pretty hot and heavy. You know? So you've got Obama bin Laden and old Hickory Clinton working on destroying the Second Amendment. And then you have Chuck Heinrich Schumer working on destroying the First Amendment. You see, Democrats love to debate, but when they lose the debate, they want to put you under arrest. And, of course, the label machine works great. Oh, the label machine. I used to joke that I could go to the Democratic convention and make a fortune on label machines, and I would run specials like, if you buy this machine at the convention, I'll throw in 1,000 free racist labels. Yeah, 500 free homophobe labels. It's always good. Oh, there is good news tonight. The Boy Scouts are staying jam tight and jelly free. They are not going to allow people to come in and hurt them. Same-sex people. Yep. So I got to tell you, if you really want to feel safe and unmolested, join the Boy Scouts. And the sad part about what's happening to the Boy Scouts is they, just like Harry Truman, we said at the beginning, when you're silenced, okay, whoever silences one silences all. What the gay community does is they assault the Boy Scouts for their views and trying to keep it clean and manly like. And what they'll do is they'll make such a fuss and harass the Boy Scouts that their parents, rather than see their child exposed to homosexual harassment and labeling, will be discouraged from putting their kids in the Scouts. Now, when I was in the Boy Scouts, all of the scout masters and the troop masters and the top echelon, the Boy Scout leaders, they were all World War II veterans. And they were great. And they were religious. My group happened to be a Catholic Boy Scout group. And we used to go to 10 Mile River, and we all used to make believe we were bigger than we were. And we had a lot of fun. And to see a communist element take over the homosexual movement and then redirect its efforts on destroying the goals of the Boy Scouts. When I used to make the pledge, it was on my honor, I will do my best to help the Girl Scouts get undressed. And but that was only a joke. But be prepared was their motto, and they taught you how to be prepared. I mean, I don't know if I could start a fire with two sticks today, but I could start a little flame in your heart. So God bless the Boy Scouts, and protect those Boy Scouts, and don't let any harm come to them, any ridicule because communists love to assassinate by ridicule. That's an old tactic by that Italian guy who tried to destroy the Catholic Church by infiltrating it. And I'm trying to remember his name. Everybody knows his name that knows communists. And I can't think of it. But anyway, that's a little touch on the Boy Scout issue. God bless the Boy Scouts. I don't think the Girl Scouts are jam tight and jelly free. I think they got problems. I think they've been infiltrated, and they'll be destroyed. People will pull their kids out, and it'll go down in numbers until the people who destroyed it decide to disband it. So let me tell you about us. We are the Spirit of America Party. We have a fantastic number of followers. And besides me, there's no one. we broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And we have a couple of websites that we put up since time immemorial. One is www.mediacrapmatters.us. That's to counteract George Soros and the pitiful. Another one we have is www.spiritofamericapartyradioshow.com. And that gives you an intro to my book, A Spirit of America Party, and it highlights, I think there's 14 chapters. And then we have www.captainsblog.us. That goes back to the early days of George Bush. That goes back to when John Kerry tried to seize the government with coupons for ketchup, and when the Swift Boat Warriors took them out of the picture, and that was beautiful. Thank you, Swift Boat Warriors. You have done more to serve your country than anybody. And I bet you you're all Boy Scouts, too. Then we have Blog Talk Radio, which we're broadcasting on now. And we broadcast under the Spirit of America Party. On YouTube, we have a couple of Animoto videos. The first one is 911 Danny Boy. I have a couple of 911 videos up there with different tunes on them. This 911 Danny Boy is Roy Orbison singing Danny Boy. And I have one up there. With a religious hymn, and it's all shots of 911 and the price that we paid because we weren't ready, and the communists left us wide open. It was the Clinton Towers that came down on 911. They left Bush holding the bag, and the communists got us into Nam and betrayed us at home. The Nam veterans never lost the war. That war was lost in San Francisco, Chicago, and New York. And the Kent State a fiasco. And Woodcrap. Don't forget the Battle of Woodcrap, where the one outhouse blew up. Yeah. And, you know, Hillary Clinton wanted $1 million to build a monument to Woodcrap. What do you need a monument for? You can just run a bunch of cows through there. Yeah, and don't have any pooper scoopers monument to wood crap. Now we also have a Flag Burners of Record on YouTube. Flag Burners of Record. And on the cover of Flag Burners of Record is the last Ku Klux Klan Grand Dragon from the Democrat Party. And his name was Byrd, Robert Byrd. And he used to make speeches in the Senate and use the N-word, and everybody applauded on the Party of Death side. And he was the last barn burner and flag burner. He also voted to burn the American flag. Did he vote to kill kids? He probably did. If I was the betting man, I'd say he voted to kill kids, too. Usually, 80% of flag burners vote to kill kids. Full term, full-term kids, you know, get them in the head before they see the light of day. Yeah, real nice. They ought to do a documentary on what really happens, and they should make everybody watch it instead of sex videos. Yeah, and I say if men had to have abortions, there'd be no sex. Yeah, well, you know what? I think that they should be simpatico with women who are having abortions. If you got a girl pregnant and you give her a little cab fare money to go get the abortion, you should have to go with her and let the abortionist take your kidney out. Yeah. So another one I have is Flag Burners of Record, and I list all of the congressmen and all of the senators who voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. And, you know, I thought after 9/11 they would be more American, and they reintroduced the Flag Desecration Act. And you know what happened? The same ones voted the same way. And we lost making it a law to desecrate the American flag by one vote. How's that? I have to go back and see who the one rat was. The one rat we can single out for company punishment. Imagine burning a flag in front of George Patton. Yeah, he shot two mules for holding up a tank column. Yeah. I'd love to see that scene. Then we had NBC who tried to take Under God out of the pledge and was caught at it, among all the many lies that they get caught at. So I have up there on YouTube, I pledge to thee a boycott NBC. I also have one up there that I didn't mention. Oh, yeah, I do have it. Okay. Then I did one as a tribute to Sarah Palin, one of a kind. You know what's sad about Sarah Palin? Sarah Palin is like Jesus. The Democrats want her crucified, and the Republicans say nothing. They make believe that they don't know her. Isn't that something? But if she was an overwhelming success and 90% of the people in this country were shouting her name, you'd see those politicians, boy, they would be on her like flowers on a grave. Yeah, unbelievable. But now she's persona non grata. She's damaged goods. And who damaged her? The communists, the democamos, the hateful people. Guys like Bill, PLO Dance Amar, who said that Al-Qaeda was braver than the people who died, than the 343 firemen who died trying to rescue people at the World Trade Center. He said Al-Qaeda was braver. Yes. Oh, if we could only go back and put Bill Maher on the 88th floor and see how he reacts. I bet you it wouldn't be a pretty show. Yeah. So, the Sarah Palin I have a tribute to. It's called One of a Kind. Sarah Palin, One of a Kind. And then I have a tribute to SEAL Team 6, and it's called SEAL Team 6, A Sacrifice. And then I have lots of heroes. And I got a Joan Jett song, I Need a Hero, and I show only great Americans. I don't show any of the swill that we're all ashamed of. The garbage that mothers and fathers send overseas to represent the United States as tourists. And they're a constant embarrassment, and all they do is go around and make enemies for the United States. You know, the Grey Poupon communists, my porridge is too hot, send it back. Blog Talk Radio, I've got archives. You can go back 4 years for every show that I've ever done that's on Blog Talk Radio. Let me give you a tune, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Chuck, the spoiler, Schumer. He's been very quiet. He hides behind the scenes. He's like that assassin in the Borgias. You know, they keep him in the dark and they just bring him out to do the dirtiest deeds. Oh, and speaking of Joan Jett, here's I Need a Hero.
I
Okay. So, and you know what? While I'm listening to that, if you like that Joan Jett tune, you'll like Lots of Heroes. YouTube, Lots of Heroes. You'll like it. I'm thinking about Obama's speech where he said that small business people never did it on their own. Yeah, man, this guy has no idea what life is all about. He's a silver spoon. He's a silver spoon community activist. I'm going to go out there today and I'm going to mingle with the masses and I'm going to talk about their unemployment and I'm going to talk about their suffering and let them know exactly how I suffered with them. A bartender, champagne. Yeah, give me a break, man. Give me a break. Stop playing us. Stop playing us. Putting us out of business, raising our taxes. And I'm saying to myself, you know what? Here he is. He's telling everybody that nobody ever made it the hard way. They all had government help. I'd like to put him on one of those ships that's up out in the Bering Sea in the middle of a winter snowstorm trying to pull their crab traps up. I'd like to put him on the deck of one of those ships and let him give the speech. That's all he's got to do. He doesn't have to work. He just got to give that speech. And then we can all take a book on which crab cage he goes into. Will it be the first one? Yeah. I'd like to see him give that speech on an oil rig that shut down, that he ordered a shutdown and pulled out of the Gulf, the American Gulf, and sent it to Brazil, along with the loan money that he gave the Brazilians to drill oil for China. Yeah, I'd like him to give that speech to all the oil riggers that are hanging around today looking for work. I'd like him to give that speech to the black Georgia farmer who broke his ass to raise his crops, and all of a sudden, when there was compensation for wrongs being done, he was overpowered by farmers he never recognized who never did a day's work, pushing him out of the line while they got the freebies. Yeah, I'd like to see him give that speech to a black Georgia farmer. I'd like to see him give that speech to all the fishermen up and down the East Coast that he harasses. And definitely he hates the Southland. This guy has a vendetta against the entire Southland. It don't matter what color you are. If you're from the South, you're his enemy. I'd like to see him give that speech to the Latinos who've got to do the Rio Grande at the Catalan to go to Newark, New Jersey, and be there at 6 o'clock in the morning in a laundromat to bag socks. And, you know, I'm thinking about one of the consequences of taking advantage of cheap help. I think it's going to come back to haunt a lot of people. The people that made a bundle underpaying these Mexicans for jobs that they would have to pay more for an American, and they pocketed the difference. I think what's happening now is that because the work, the jobs are scarce, that they're taking a hit, and now they're left with only cheap help. They can't afford good help. Where before they were profiting on not having good help, now they can't get good help. Not that the Mexicans aren't good help. As a matter of fact, many of them are now contractors themselves. But if you're a Mexican or you're a Latino and you think that Obama is your man, if you're Catholic, you better forget about it. Anybody that's a Democrat and a Catholic is a maricón. Yeah, el grande maricón. Yep. They hate your guts. They will use you. They will say, we're going to give you a help up the ladder, and then they break the bottom two rungs so you never get up. And that's the truth. So, let me give you a little a La Bamba.
Necesito una poca de gracia, una poca.
told you I was going to give you a little La Bamba. And I'm going to give you La Bikina instead. But I just wanted to mention one thing that came to mind. I'm looking at these fancy tunnels that have been dug. You know, these Aztecs, man, they know how to dig. And they dug a tunnel under the American border. And I noticed they were showing the sophistication of these tunnels and how they're reinforced and built. They're built like a construction crew would build them. And I noticed that out of a corner of my eye, on the right side of the tunnel, the beginning of the tunnel where these guys were going through to the USA, and you know a lot of drugs go through there, because American junkies, you know, they don't want that border closed. They got to get their fix, man. They got, what is it, 1 out of 5 Americans is a junkie? That keeps a lot of South America busy. Yeah, they're working overtime. They even got drugs coming in from Cuba, from China. Yeah, you don't know about that. Oh, and they're not going to tell you. You see, they just caught that bank today. What was it, HBG or whatever it was? And they've been laundering money for the drug cartels. Naughty, naughty. You don't think that politicians didn't know? Oh, hello. Is this the president of the bank? Yeah, listen. This is Senator so-and-so. Listen, do not send any more money. I'll give you a new account number. Yeah, it was sold out by the minute. The only thing we're exporting is nuclear secrets to China. Anyway, I noticed in this tunnel they had a little altar, and they had holy pictures on it and candles, and these people are praying to get a job in the United States, praying for a safe journey into the United States where they won't get picked off by the coyotes. Or murdered by the drug runners. God help them. God help them. We got to do something. But it can't be a political issue. It's got to be an American issue. We got to do it right. And we can do something. But too many politicians are making it their issue. So, as a tribute to the Mexican people who are Catholics, Our Lady of Guadalupe, that's the easiest way to come into the country. Come in with a procession of Our Lady of Guadalupe and make it a religious procession, and after you come get across the border, run for it.
Tiene una pena, dicen que tiene una pena que la hace llorar. Altanera, preciosa y orgullosa, no permite la quieran consolar. Pasa luciendo su real majestad, pasa caminando mira sin verlos jamás. La Virgina tiene pena y dolor. La Virgina no conoce el amor. Altanera, preciosa y orgullosa, no permite ni la quieran consolar. Dicen que alguien se fue. Dicen que pasan las noches llorando por él. Dicen que pasan las noches llorando por él. Dicen que pasan las noches llorando por él.
You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see Lincoln and Washington get their birthdays back instead of this Communist President's Day. And you know what else I'd like to see? I'd like to see another national holiday, San Jacinto Day. And we could do that on a Siete de Mayo.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So Chuck Schumer, Chuck Heinrich Schumer, he has said that the First Amendment needs to be tailored. Is that Chuck Heinrich Schumer, the mentor of Anthony Weasel, who has $4.5 million in a war chest that will never go to war? Weasel wants to be mayor of New York. His first act that he will sign into law is that all sanitation workers, cops, and firemen must not wear pants.
Yeah.
They both voted to burn the flag, Chucky and Anthony, and bayonet of full-term babies. Yet, there is no correlation to the Holocaust. Schumer is a friend of the Latino community, unless you are a Cuban kid named Gonzalez, or the best judge in the country named Estrada. He has the peanuts to sit up front in St. Patrick's Cathedral, and Cardinal Egan says, "Peace be with you." If my old man was in that church, Chuck Schumer would be given the flying Willenda Circus Act as sailing out the front door.
Yeah,
the back of the neck, as my old man would say. I'd grab him by the back of the neck.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not today in New York. We put cops in jail and take food from their families. It took us 10 years to put back something.
The World Trade Center. It took us 10 years to put back the World Trade Center. And it's still not finished. It took the greatest generation 1 year to build the Empire State Building, which was plane proof. These phony politicians aren't worth their salt, which Mayor Mohammed Bloomingdale has banned. How would you like to be the religious parents of Anthony Weasel? And he stops over at the house and mom says, "How was work today, son?" "Oh, I lost my job because I showed my penis on the internet. And by the way, I married the daughter of the Muslim Brotherhood." Should I say Mazel Tov or Molotov, comrade? We are in bad, dire straits, and our politicians need an upgrade. If they're voting to burn the flag, if you don't know who to vote for, get rid of the flag burners. You will be so happy. Your country will be free. You will get your freedom back. We have 6 minutes left. I'm going to go to blogs. And maybe we'll do a little closing. Let's see. Here we go. I'm telling you, this thing has been going like crazy. I got 74 messages in the last hour all about, well, they're talking about Obama changed his name in Canada. I don't know what that's about. Google it. See what it's all about. This is the one. Troops ordered to kill Americans and seize their guns. The Templars slogan, this is by the Brigadier. The Templars slogan, Militas Del et Militas Del, Dei. Militas Dei et Militas Dei. So that's probably God and country. A soldier of God and the army of God. We need to become the Nova Templars and drive out the godless progressives, starting with their chief, Barry the Little. That's not bad. That's a pretty good one. Let's see what we got here. Hang in there. America has indeed been judged and found guilty. Oh, this guy's going religious. God told his prophet Isaiah what America's punishment would be and how and by whom. But the majority of Americans believe America isn't mentioned in the Bible, but they cannot tell you who this end-time nation is that parallels America 100%. There is at least 60 prophecies that no other nation comes even close, either past or present. God says he will send this nation
Fanners round and about. Fanners is a Hebrew word for aliens. Strangers in the text used are people who invade a country to use that country to get what they can. These are bad people, not like immigrants that came to America that made her great. But these people will cause great harm. Just think of the kind of people coming across our borders and the Muslims with their Sharia law. And here is one more. God says, I shall send them strong delusion. When I see willingly people are giving away their God-given freedom and our government leaders behaving the way they do, I have to believe these people are delusional. So this guy's an end times fan. Let's see what else we got. I don't believe in trashing presidents, but for him I'll make an exception. What a clown. I sent a blog out and I got him in a clown's outfit. And I say he never had a Kool-Aid stand. He never had a lemonade stand. He has no idea what it takes to make a buck. He knows how to take a buck, but he don't know how to make it. For you young folks who have been fed a long line of BS by the Democrats, here's a tip. Go to YouTube and download some videos. Download Agenda, Obsession, and Atlas Shrugged, and you will see what our government has been up to for the last 8-plus decades and what you will face in the coming years. I do say that our grandchildren are going to go by the busload to the cemetery to spit on our graves. We're leaving them debt that is totally unnecessary. It's because nobody wants to bite the bullet. So it's really sad. Every politician is kicking the can down the road. And the ones who accuse the others of kicking the can down the road kick the can down the road too. Oh, this is the Templars again. I like that idea, the guy says. Okay, let's see if we come down here and take a look. Man, there's a lot of people guys are talking about. They ain't taking my guns away. The same thing that happened to Germany pre-World War II. Are people blind or what? There's a lot of disgruntled people out there, and there's a lot of patriotic people out there. And you never can tell. I have seen one firsthand, Fred. It's not a myth, buddy. They're for real. I don't know what he's talking about. Let me go again and see what we got. Troops ordered to kill America. How is your brother who's in the service going to turn to his brother and say, give me your guns? How's he going to turn to his father and say, give me your guns? How are you going to go to a farmhouse and tell a guy, give me your guns? What am I going to protect myself with? I will protect you. You're not doing a good job. Why would there be any such debate when any or all orders in a UN treaty, if signed onto by a duly selected U.S. official, Hillary Clinton, will automatically supersede anything in the U.S. Constitution? No, that won't happen. I guarantee you that won't happen. There's going to be house-to-house searches, but we're not going to let that stand. And there will be no need for any such debate. By law, you will do whatever she agrees to or be considered a terrorist. That's where the Homeland Security Act comes into play to protect the state from evil forces, you. There will be nothing honorable or duly educated, nor no forewarning. The Washingtonites will be sitting on a beach in Mexico or Venezuela, sipping on pina coladas, waiting to get the all clear to return. Yes, I hope I'm wrong too, but I fear I'm not. Until I start seeing Washington debate the repeal of the Second Amendment, all of this is pure hogwash. The only way I'm going to give up my Second Amendment rights is removal of that amendment from my Constitution, and no treaty will do it for me. You're going to give up your rights? I wouldn't give them up. Screw that, man. You'll have to buy your guns on the black market. And you know what? Your enemies will have guns. Yeah. You're going to mow your lawn one day and a guy's going to put a round in you. Yeah. I'm planning them all, including that I prefer planning them all, including that SOB. You can't just signal out Obama. He's a stooge. He's been put there. He was promised a good old time. you're going to be president. You're going to do anything you want. You can play basketball. You can get your picture taken, eating a hot dog. You're going to be doing great. All you got to do is sign this here, sign that there. Yep, that's what's happening to us, my friends. We're being sold out. And you know what's good? The good thing is we are going to be created equal, and we'll be destroyed equally too. Blacks and whites will be slaves this time around. It won't just be black. We'll all be slaves. Aren't you glad? We're all going to be, the melting pot's going to have chains on it. I am only thankful because the people that have or perform abortions are criminals unto themselves, and they will answer to God for their crime along with the politicians that pass these laws. My answer was defined by the rest of my statement. If you want to kill someone, then kill yourselves and not burden the rest of us with your willful fornication and lack of responsibility for the outcome. I went on to explain about Hitler and what he did to, and what he and the Germans did. I hope you now understand what I actually said. Thank you. So you must have gotten a debate with somebody. And that's how he feels about abortion. Let's see what else we got. Somebody sent me this. Let me see if it's any good. If you don't know God, don't make stupid remarks. A United States Marine was taking some college courses between assignments. He had completed 20 missions in Iraq and Afghanistan. One of the courses had a professor who was an avowed atheist and a member of the ACLU. One day, the professor shocked the class when he came in. And he looked to the ceiling and flatly stated, God, if you are real, then I want you to knock me off this platform. I'll give you exactly 15 minutes. The lecture room fell silent. You couldn't hear a pin drop. 10 minutes went by and the professor proclaimed, here I am, God, I'm still waiting. It got down to the last couple of minutes when the Marine got up, went to the professor and hit him, knocking him off the platform. The professor was out cold. The Marine went back to the seat and sat there silently. The other students were shocked and stunned and sat there looking on in silence. The professor eventually came to, noticeably shaken, looked at the Marine and asked, what in the world is the matter with you? Why did you do that? The Marine calmly replied, God was too busy today protecting soldiers who are protecting your right to say stupid stuff and act like an idiot. So he sent me. Oh, I love those stories with happy endings. Yeah, I remember reading about, I guess 20 years ago now, a atheist lawyer on a sailboat in Lake Pontchartrain in Louisiana in the middle of a lightning and thunderstorm to impress his friends that there was no God, stood on the deck of the by the mast, and in this lightning and thunderstorm, and shouted, if there's a God, I dare you to strike me dead. And a bolt of lightning hit him in the head. Now, I don't say God did it, but you know what? I wouldn't want to test that theory as the second runner-up. Would you? Huh? How would you tell that story? Well, can you tell us what happened to him? Yeah, he stood up. He said, if there's a God, I dare you to strike me dead. And he got hit with a bolt of lightning. Oh, pure coincidence. Okay, our show is over. We'll go out with a little... we'll go out with a little Fania All-Stars, being that we're sweet on Latinos tonight.